We're back. Welcome back to Eco Talk, and we're talking about some of the, well, more unseemly sides of our personal care products. And what you're hearing will warn you may disturb you, because you may have to, after you listen carefully, go into your bathroom or your purse or wherever you keep your personal care products, beauty products, and look at the labels. Put your glasses on. Some of that fine print is awfully small, but it's important to know what is in these products, because I didn't know this. Did you know that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration does not review cosmetic ingredients for safety and cannot require companies to do safety testing? In fact, some one of every 100 products on the market now contains ingredients that have been certified by government authorities as known or probable human carcinogens, and that includes shampoos, lotions, makeup foundations, lip balms, and that is according to a recent report by my favorite activist group, the Environmental Working Group. They're the ones who turn up all this. The EPA is supposed to tell us these things, but it's always the Environmental Working Group. Joining me in studio now is Bruce Akers. He is the Director of Research and Development for EO Products. We'd like to talk about solutions here on EcoTalk, so we've just given you a sense of the problem. And there are companies out there. The good news is there are products more and more every day that are fairly easily available that you can get that will not have these toxic chemicals or potentially toxic chemicals in them. So, Bruce, thanks for joining us, and tell us about what's behind EO. How did that get started?
EO was started about 8 or 9 years ago to create products that are safe and that are available to everybody. You know, we wanted to have essential oils and quality plant-based products available for every use, because there weren't a lot out there in the market when the company was founded.
Which is when?
Late 80s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you were really ahead of the curve.
Yeah, they were ahead when they started. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been through different things, but EO, the brand itself, came out around then. And so we're doing, trying to build a profitable
a profitable company that's also good for people, that's healthy.
Exactly. And, you know, the other thing, too, we're trying to give clear information about our products out there. You know, we put everything on the ingredient deck so people can read it, so the information's out there for consumers to know, because a lot of the information just isn't there.
And I'm holding a beautiful blue bottle of body lotion. I can't read these, even with my glasses, all these ingredients. But can I be sure that there's nothing in here that's going to harm me?
You can be sure, yes.
Everything's been tested by?
Everything is tested before we get it. Manufacture those products, we make sure that they have been tested, safety tested, before we use them. So everything is there. Most of them are plant-based ingredients that aren't very processed at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's possible to make these products that are of equal or better quality, why haven't more companies adopted this approach? And how more expensive or difficult is it? Do you have to travel across the planet to find these natural ingredients, or is it much easier than one might think?
The answer is yes to both. I mean, it is easier than one might think. The reason it's not done is basically the consumer hasn't demanded it. Until there's really consumer demand, the smaller companies are doing it. If you're not getting the sales, it's really hard to do.
It's probably like organic food. You know, until we were aware that pesticides could cause us harm and all the chemicals that might be involved in, you know, the bringing of food from the farm to our kitchen, we didn't know. And the more we know, the more we're connecting the dots between personal health, planetary health, and the harm that some of these things you can't even pronounce often are causing us. And look at the growth of the organic food business. Do you expect the same in the beauty industry?
Definitely. If you look at the trends, it's grown huge. The organic and the natural section is getting much larger in all stores. And that's a good thing, because that will bring the price down. Just like organic food, the prices are starting to come down as more consumers make the switch to organic foods. And as more consumers make the switch to conscientious natural care, you'll see the prices come down as well and availability go up.
You have a warehouse in Marin County. If demand really grows, can you expand according to demand?
I think we can, yeah. We manufacture ourselves, too. We're one of the few companies that's left as an independent manufacturer of personal care. A lot of the other companies out there have been taken over by other people, but, you know, we are small, and that's a good thing, because we can change pretty quickly and, you know, adapt to new things.
Is there any downside for the user? I mean, are any of these products less, you know, moisturizing, or are you giving up anything in exchange for safety?
No, you really aren't. I mean, you are giving up. The one thing you might give up is shelf life. And these are more natural products. They're not going to last as long as, like, Twinkies last forever.
But you may last longer.
Yes, you will last longer.
That's a more important shelf life.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I was amazed, as I was telling Judy, to find out. I was reading one of the many millions of emails I get every day about a chemical I can't pronounce that's being put into many common shampoos. And sure enough, they mentioned Suave as one of the manufacturers, and I, oh my gosh, my daughter just had me buy some of that, and I went in right there. There it was. But without this information, I would have not known, and it's a big bottle. She would have used it probably for another 6 months.
Yeah, it's a thing. I mean, you can trust consumer, you can trust the manufacturers. You know, there are a bunch of other companies out there that really do manufacture good things, or you have to just look and read the labels and then do a lot of research as to what those things are.
Having said that, I can imagine someone's out there in radio land saying, oh, yeah, but you'd have to use this particular shampoo for 15 years, you know, every day. Maybe the manufacturer of this particular product, and there are many, or I didn't mean to pick on Suave, but that's just the one we happen to have in our house. It would take so much more exposure before there could be any harm. What's your sense of that?
If that were the one thing we were using, it might be true, but there is so much exposure through household chemicals, through everything else, you know, all the different products that you use that, you know, the little changes do make a difference.
And maybe the combination. You know, we're starting to be able to test our body pollution, and you can test tissue and blood and find that many of us, even those who think we're living healthier lifestyles, have been exposed to so many chemicals. And while they may be trace amounts, maybe not, it's that chemical soup that perhaps we should worry about.
Exactly.
And some things we can't do anything about, you know, as far as, well, other than demand better, as I say, products, policies, and presidents. You know, what's out there in the air, the water, what industry is spewing, what cars are spewing. But these are areas where we do have individual choice and can make a huge difference just by being informed.
Yeah, and that's what we try to do, you know, make sure that the choices you have are there and it's a good choice. And we really are very careful about what we put in our products, and we use them ourselves. That's why it was really made. It's made for us.
And how do people access your products if they happen to not have a Whole Foods in their area where they live across America?
We sell everything through eoproducts.com. It's our website, www.eoproducts.com. We're through a lot of other higher-end grocery stores, some of them. Any place that has a good natural, you know, organic food and organic produce, you'll see our products as well.
And what about the price? How is this compared to another 8-ounce bottle of body lotion?
It's a little more expensive than the Suave and some of the, you know, Procter & Gamble products, but as far as with natural care, I mean, it's right in there.
Mm-hmm. You know. So we have to factor in the safety, health, environmental costs as well, which we Americans tend to not do.
Yes.
It's all about, you know, bottom line.
Yeah, and if, you know,
whether it's our cars or our cosmetics, you know, we want cheap gas, we want cheap moisturizer, but we're not looking at the cost.
And that's the truth. The cost is a lot. I mean, there are a lot of things that go into making a normal, you know, a Procter & Gamble product that aren't going to happen to us. You know, we're not going to use the petroleum products, the derivatives. We're not going to use a lot of those other things. You know, we try to source organic, you know, materials, organic agricultural materials anywhere we can. And that's, you know, we're doing our part as a small company. You know, really does try to do the right thing.
Are more natural product players entering the marketplace on a regular basis? I would think with this new awareness, people are seeing opportunities. And how can we be sure that the products that are touted as safe and natural are not just imposters?
That's a really tough one. It is growing a lot, and a lot of other companies are getting in. Some of the bigger companies are jumping into the market, and you really just, you can trust the companies that you know have been doing it. You can read the labels, and you can really look at what they're doing, whether they talk the talk and whether they walk the walk and really are making a difference. You really just have to look in for yourself and do a little bit of research into what the companies are and what they're doing.
Looking 5 years into the future, if this really catches on, if mainstream America really gets hip to this in the same way that we did to pesticides or still are, how do you see the industry changing, the big players, the established players?
I think they're going to get into it. I think, you know, certain companies aren't going to let this market go away. So if they see them losing it, they'll have to get in. I think it's going to be consolidation. You'll see a lot right now, a lot of bigger companies buying up the smaller companies. That's just the way it's going to go.
And are they going to start using ingredients like you have, or are they going to manufacture something that's perhaps less toxic but cheaper? I mean, are there many alternatives out there? Or have they all been found?
No, there are many alternatives. Like anything plant-based, there's so many plants out there you can use. And so almost any petroleum-derived material, you can find a replacement in nature. And there are a lot more out there.
Ah, but that depends on us preserving nature.
That does depend on that, yes.
And some of these medicinal plants in rainforests that we're destroying and may contain cures to ailments we don't even know about yet. I imagine this is one other benefit from these plants.
Yeah, there's a lot
lavender
of
lavender you see in a lot. Lavender extract, yeah. That's a very popular one.
It's our favorite, actually. That's our biggest.
Where does lavender grow plentiful? Is this a limited resource, natural resource, or renewable? Not that we're using large amounts, I know, in
no.
any given bottle of product, but if this catches on, is there a problem with wiping out the lavender?
There's not a problem. It's farmed, so it's not really a problem with that. There is a problem right now with sourcing a lot of the essential oils because it is sort of getting bigger. A lot of companies are starting to try to get away from synthetic fragrances just because of the phthalates and other materials that are in there that are causing, you know, sensitivity and stuff like that. So people are moving more towards essential oils and such. And so the world market's getting a little tighter.
So a natural essential oil would certainly be preferable to the traditional cologne.
Oh, yeah. If you don't mind paying the cost, which we certainly do.
How much is it for a little vial of lavender extract, let's say?
Lavender is about $70 a kilo. This jasmine that we have here is around $2,000 a kilo compared to about $12 to $15 for a synthetic fragrance.
Wow, so it is much more expensive.
A lot more expensive.
But at least you can buy in bulk, right?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. We are speaking with Bruce Akers. He is the Director of Research and Development for a company called EO Products, one of several but a growing number of companies that are really starting to see the benefits of creating products that are genuinely healthier, safer, and, in fact, more natural. But it's all about learning what these ingredients mean, the good ones, the bad ones, and we're going to give you some more resources as we continue our talk about the not-so-pretty side of the beauty and cosmetics industry. You're listening to EcoTalk on Air America Radio. We'll be back right after these messages.